A 40-year search for a serial killer and rapist in California is over. Yesterday, police said they arrested a former police officer who allegedly killed 12 people and raped dozens across the state in the 1970s and 80s. The suspect was dubbed the Golden State Killer. And a warning, this story may be disturbing to some listeners. From member station KQED, Alex Emsley reports.
In the 1970s, Joseph James D'Angelo worked as a police officer in a small California town. In 1976, he got a job with a police department north of Sacramento. And at about the same time, a man in a ski mask began breaking into homes in the area, raping women, sometimes with their partners tied up nearby.
Essentially, somebody's wife being raped in their home while their husband is home and unable to do anything about it.
Sacramento Sheriff Sergeant Paul Belli discussed the case 2 years ago when his department teamed up with the FBI and other agencies throughout the state.
That can only be described to me as somebody who's wanting to develop that terror and create that type of fear.
At the time, the FBI also released audio of a 1977 phone call believed to have been made by the suspect. He breathes heavily, then tells a woman, "Gonna kill you," repeatedly, before starting to curse at her. Belli says Brian and Katie Maggiore came upon the suspect while they were out for a walk in Sacramento in early 1978.
He was not afraid to kill rather than be discovered.
The couple was shot down as they ran away. D'Angelo was fired from his police job in 1979 after he was charged with shoplifting a hammer and dog repellent. By then, the suspect known as the East Area Rapist had widened his circle of crimes beyond Sacramento into the San Francisco Bay Area. But then the crimes suddenly appeared to stop. Actually, they moved south. In late 1979, a killer dubbed the original Night Stalker started breaking into homes in Southern California, killing more couples.
They were brutal attacks, sexually assaulting in the same way with the male subject there, and then very often bludgeoning both of them to death.
Joseph James D'Angelo, who's now 72 years old, has been charged with 4 counts of murder so far, but authorities expect to bring many more charges.
51 rapes and 12 murders.
Bruce Harrington's brother and sister-in-law are among those who were killed.
It is time for all victims to grieve and to take measure one last time to bring closure to the anguish that we've all suffered for the last 40-some-odd years.
The man known as the East Area Rapist, the original Night Stalker, the Golden State Killer, was arrested on Tuesday in a suburb of the state capitol. District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert.
We found the needle in the haystack, and it was right here in Sacramento.
It was a break in the past week that led to a match for a suspect police had sought for over 40 years. A case which came back into the spotlight a few weeks ago with the publication of a book about the crimes by the late Michelle McNamara. Prosecutors throughout the state are putting more cases together and determining where D'Angelo will eventually face trial. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Emsley in San Francisco.